Well, you're not a West Coast artist, Rod. I'm sorry to say.
But I got a letter. It was a tape that he sent when Tom Winter from Germany visited him. It was a nice, it's like you and me were sitting here bullshit, and they were bullshit.
Uh-huh.
They were really bad mob in the colonies.
Lon's drinking Coors beer with a cigarette in the same hand. I've got some wine. It was supposed to be mulled wine, but it wasn't. The bottle was just dumped into the pot that Judy was cooking. Lon supports the fascist regime here in the States.
Yeah,
a real Reagan supporter.
I am. Can you send me one? Reaganite.
Send you one.
Mm-hmm.
Send me one.
Grow some good shit. You ever see pictures of his marijuana plants?
No, I haven't seen those pictures.
Can you send me one?
Send
you one. You send me one.
You're not supposed to smoke in here, goddammit.
Can you send me one? And I send you one, and you send me one, and I send you one, so you can send me another one.
But it got ripped off.
You send me one, and I send you one, and you send me one, and I send you one, and you send me one, and I send you one, and you send me one, just one. I send you one, and you send me one.
Ocean potential. Nothing essential. Last day, most known, most fun. World of trees, world of bees. Most calm. Maybe we'll join you. Maybe we'll join you. Postcard. Last day. Postcard. existential. What a twist. What a miss.
Postcard. Postcard.
Living is easy. The product's well tested. Postcard. Dying is a scream.
Here's some white noise for you. La di da. Fish tips. Well, still the 21st. Did I tell you about the dummies we made the other day? I don't think so, but if I did, I'm sorry. Anyway, here they are. My son and I made these two dummies. We took some old clothes and stuffed them full of leaves and set them up on the stools and logs out there in the back lot and put some gloves on for hands and stuffed them full. And Kathy helped sew them up. And then we drew faces on a couple of plastic bags and stuck them on for our heads. A couple of white plastic bags and stuck them on. And they're sitting out there. They sat there right where they are. They sat there through two big windstorms. They sat there through a rainstorm, and they're still sitting there. One of the their heads is tilting a little bit, but they look just fine.
No soap in here, just black. My head, my lice, my flea collar.
I collate photographs of incinerators and dream of Dada Max's hats. A good job, a sure enough good job. A milk bottle moves in and out of the tunnel of my vision. Each time the level falls, it never empties. The incinerators I throw to the fire and the hats of Dada Max to memory. A good job too, a real good job. Each time the milk bottle moves outside my tunnel of vision, I drink a little, never finishing it, ever. I collate incinerated photographs and think of Max's Dada hats. A good job, a real job, good. My lips touch smooth cold glass. A sip a day, a little sip every day. This could last forever.
Thank you. I think the real area of vulnerability, and by the way, the area for this demonstrative blackmail, is not the United States, it's Europe. And this is where it could be done. What would then happen? Suppose Europe is paralyzed. Do you think Americans would fire? Having seen what could be done? I don't think they would. And the Russians also would stand back and say, well, gentlemen, we don't mean to hurt you, but we've shown you now, you know, you've seen what can be done. You understand the position.
And your has been killed.
Nobody's been killed. Your American friends haven't come to your aid. We are not going to do anything more. The SS-20s, well, we have them, but we're not going to devastate you. It seems to me that this is the point we miss. And when we talk in terms of classic nuclear warfare and confrontation, we're missing the significance of Europe in this Lincoln business. And a great amount of argument is talked about coupling the American system to the European system, certainly in weapons terms. What about in communications? Suppose we get chopped up, what do you do then? What answer would you give to that?
Well, in the first place, we don't understand all the science yet. So it's impossible for me as a physicist to give a specific answer to that. I certainly believe that it is a serious threat, but not a hopeless case.
Een maatschappij als de onze, die de veiligheid en het prettige gevoel dat wij het machtigste en technisch hoogst ontwikkelde land ter wereld zijn, als vanzelfsprekend beschouwt, die maatschappij begrijpt met het optimisme dat haar eigen is niet, dat alles plotseling afgelopen kan zijn wanneer de energievoorziening wegvalt. Dat is een publicatie van de Amerikaanse bescherming burgerbevolking over het onderwerp EMP.
Also ich glaube, dass die Bedeutung und die Wichtigkeit des Themas EMP auch was die zivile Verteidigung betrifft höchstens unterschätzt, aber nicht überschätzt werden kann. Deshalb wundert man sich bei den Recherchen ein bisschen über den Eindruck, die Leute auf einen machen, die Auskunft geben könnten. Die machen sich ins Hemd, aber sie sagen nichts. Reden tun eigentlich nur die Ausnahmen. Selbst die Fragen an einen Physiker müssen vorher bekannt gegeben werden. Jetzt reicht es. Er arbeitet für ein Institut der Fraunhofer-Gesellschaft, die sich im Auftrag des der nahegelegenen Bonner Verteidigungsministeriums seit Jahren mit dem Thema EMP beschäftigt.
I am lost and confused. What must I do? Leave everything behind and try to start anew. But where do I go? Denmark, Germany, Ireland, Utopia. Look at me, look at me. Am I not really something? Help me, someone please. I must come down, I must. Another hit, I will feel better. Drink some beer, try not to think, and try some of this, it will help you sink. Cocaine eyes, trying to live a lie. Listen to my problems, they are bigger than yours. Listen to me. Can you hear? The truth is what you fear. Follow your dream, but do not let it show. Piece it together, your life begins to flow. Smile at me.
J is John, playing the flute.